This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the second hour of the program, the toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up for Generation Z, according to the Wall Street Journal, live chilling is now replacing hanging out in person. And a 76-year-old woman is facing a ticket for not clearing the snow off the sidewalk in front of her home. We've got all those stories. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Daryl, you've got a story about a teen trans boy, meaning someone who was born a girl,
yes,
transitioning into being a boy, and who they have to wrestle in high school wrestling,
yes,
contests. So we can get into that here. But we've actually got Greg on the line here. He's got a vision for what he wants to see happen in society. It's Ian and Melanie and Daryl in the studio here. And Greg, just to go over, I've been making notes here as you've gone down your list of the things you want to see happen. You want to abolish patents. You want to abolish the minimum wage, which we agree with you on, those two. You want to abolish Social Security. This is one you just mentioned at the very end of the hour. And also, as I predicted, you want a universal basic income. Let's talk briefly about the Social Security aspect, because you just barely touched on it.
Sure, that's simple. If you look at economics, like modern monetary theory, they basically say that these days, since the government can print any money it wants, taxation is just a political way to remove money from the system. And so the Social Security tax removes money from workers up to $300,000, I believe, today, up to the cap. And then that's it. It basically penalizes those workers and their economic power and no one else, which I think is very regressive and useless. So I would just abolish that tax.
By no one else, so I'm not sure if you're clear on how that works, or I'm not understanding the way you're phrasing this. It taxes all income up to $300,000. So Bill Gates is taxed on his first $300,000 of Social Security. So it does tax everyone.
Right, I misspoke. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I meant that it taxes them at a far larger percent than Bill Gates.
Yes.
So just to be clear, you do support the government's ability to print money, to just, you know, print money out of thin air?
For some things, but it has to be extremely regulated, and everyone has to agree to this.
Well, who's going to regulate the government, and where are we going to get a unanimous vote?
Well, yeah, I don't agree, so therefore the plan is screwed.
Through a democratic process.
So not everyone.
So only a majority of voters have to agree. So what would you like to see money, the different areas in which you think money should be printed for? Because they can use money for anything. It's fungible.
For the most part, I am a Milton Friedman-style minarchist. I would like to see government shrink to just the basics. And I don't say it has to be universal basic income. Milton Friedman had a negative tax, which is very similar economically to the basic unconditional basic
income. Some tax brackets in the U.S. right now are negative.
Meaning you get money back from the government?
Yeah, I mean, Milton Friedman's proposal was actually implemented as the Earned Income Tax Credit, but it was so distorted, he said he opposed it himself in public. What I think there should be, instead of means-tested welfare, following people around and saying, oh, maybe, you know, this lady started dating this rich guy, maybe she doesn't need the money anymore. You know, that kind of wasteful spying on people and trying to figure out if they're lying, I think it's completely wasteful. But I'm okay with replacing all of that, with single-payer systems. What I mean by that, I want to be very clear. Single-payer systems exist all over the world. People can get free health care when they need it in many countries. And as a single payer, you know, they could be making nothing and still walk in and get free health care. So I would like to see, to answer your question, I'd like to see just the basics for health care, for food stamps for all. just the first
time. So you claim that you want a smaller government, but it sounds to me that you want a government that takes care of you from cradle to grave. I mean, that's going to be a pretty big government.
It's better to take care of the most needy than to go to war and to kill and to use the money for that, which is
well, right, but that's kind of a false dichotomy. The options aren't rob people and mess up the food and health industry or drop a bunch of bombs. You can refrain from both of those.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, we predicted during one of the breaks that Greg was going to go to this universal basic income because, well, that's kind of his thing. He's called about that now multiple times. And it is basically asking for a welfare check for every single person in the United States.
Correct.
Every month.
Which I feel like is facially absurd. So Donald Trump, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, welfare check.
That's
every
right.
month. Whether they want it or not, whether they cash
presumably
it
presumably they
not.
Could not cash it, yeah.
Well, it depends on how the system works, because if they literally send you a check, you can not cash it.
Right.
If it's deposited into some kind of account, you still have the account in theory.
I've heard people propose that everybody has a bank account, and this gets direct deposited to your bank account.
Which, by the way, a lot of people...
That saves money, because then nobody has to, you know, write a check, put a stamp on the check, pay the post office to deliver the check.
That's true.
And also grants it some extra legitimacy in that you can't, nobody can say, I didn't cash the check. Whereas if it's a bank account, whether you want that bank account or not, they put it in your name kind of forcibly. And which I also think, just from a human behavior perspective, will make some of those kind of borderline people more likely to actually spend that money if they feel like they're guilty already.
Well, there are a lot of people who are not allowed to have bank accounts. They have had very, very bad spending habits with their bank
account. Well, this would be a special bank account that the feds would run and give
you. So there would be a government bank then, presumably?
Well, I mean, it's not like we have private banks, but...
Well, you have the semblance of private banks. I mean, they are all so heavily regulated by the federal government that it can be hard to tell.
Just regulated, but yeah, I would... purport that they are not private at all, but yeah, it would be even more. I mean,
well, they're not exactly state banks, but they are. You know, they're
are
you also alleging? Are you also alleging that credit unions? I know they've got papers from the government saying you're allowed to exist, but are you alleging that credit unions are de facto government run because they have a license to exist?
Because they have a license? No, but if they were getting all of their funding from loans directly from the United States federal government, I don't know if that's the case with federal unions or not. If it is, then yes. If not, then no.
Ooh, you're saying if they were getting loans from the federal government? Is that what you just said?
So, fractional reserve banking, the banks don't actually have the money they're loaning to
they're allowed
getting it from the feds.
They're allowed by the government to create money from thin air.
I don't know if that's how federal unions operate or not. I've never really looked into it in that kind of depth. Because I don't know
that's
enough
a good
about
question.
Them, I can't answer
that. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know enough about them either. I'm relatively new to credit unions. I just signed up for one last year. And I know
I just know that the fees are lower, and I actually wind up earning a little bit of interest.
When my econ teacher told me that they were the same during the bailouts when I wanted to get out of banks and was being a very silly minarchist, but I don't know. I mean,
we'll see if we can figure it out.
Undergrad teachers go, he seems pretty credible to me, but I never
If your objection to the existence of banks and credit unions is they use the dollars that are printed by the Federal Reserve System, then, well, you've also got to, get mad at Walmart and CVS because they also use the dollars.
So I don't have to get more mad at Walmart and CVS.
That sounded like your objection of they use fractional reserve banking.
My objection to Walmart would be that they partially wrote to the ACA, among other objections, but no, because they are, the government says to them, hey, you can lend out $100,000 or whatever, even though you don't have it. Here, we'll make that be possible. Bank, go off and mess stuff up.
According to publicbankinginstitute.org, credit unions can only lend out what people deposit into the credit union. They cannot use fractional reserve banking the way banks do.
Okay, then I have, based on that, I have no reason to say that they're government agencies. They sound private to me. I haven't looked into it, but that makes them sound private.
But it's called the Federal Credit Union. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733.
That's just where they get the license.
More coming up here, Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and you can dial toll free.
Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, of course, if you want to support Free Talk Live, one of the ways that you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there. And there's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You just do your shopping at the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase price. It's otherwise money that's just going to go to Amazon, so you might as well send it our direction by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Libertarian Banker. Nice that he happened to call in, considering we were talking about banking things. You know, what's the difference between a credit union and a bank? Melanie, you made the argument that banks are essentially the government because of fractional reserve banking.
I feel like banks are subsidiaries of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, they absolutely are. I mean, they
exist. Well, the Federal Reserve is the government, so.
Well, not really.
Although whether or not it claims to be, although it did claim to be on its Facebook page.
They claim to be the government on
the
phone.
Listed themselves as a government organization before they got mercilessly trolled.
Well, they're kind of government. I mean, they're semi-private.
I mean, they're the real... I mean, and not... and I could care less about official categorizations. I mean, they're the real government. You know, they print the money. They're the real
right.
government.
I mean, they empower the government for sure. But, I mean, in Venezuela, they have different private printers print the money. So, I mean, it's not
but
always...
are those... I don't know enough about Venezuela money printing, but are they empowered with deciding how much to print, when, and where to give it to?
No, the...
that's kind of not the same thing.
The government buys from them. A Libertarian Banker, you're on with us.
Yeah, so let me clear something up here. So the difference between credit unions and bank is basically one is not for profit and one is. Basically, one is taxed and one isn't. So credit unions are not for profit. They use fractional reserve banking. They take in deposits and they lend.
You're saying
out
they do?
Deposits.
Hold on. You said they do use fractional reserve because
absolutely. How else would they make money? They take in a dollar and they turn that.
Well, then you make money on interest. You would make money on interest.
Well, yeah, but how can you loan money out if you don't use fractional reserve banking? You can't.
Let me make sure we're on the same page here. My understanding of fractional reserve was that a bank could loan out 9 times as much money as they have in deposits.
Exactly, and that's what credit unions do. So you have a checking account at the credit union. How can they give you access to your dollar and then loan it out as well?
Yeah, well, I see what you're saying. I think they'd have to. Yeah.
I can explain because there are banks that claim to be, and I don't know of any that exist in the United States, but claim to be full reserve banking. So if I put money in a certificate of deposit for 5 years, then that money is then able to be loaned out because I'm saying I don't want access to these funds for X number of years. So you loan that out.
So they would have some money that they would hold in case customers would come in,
correct,
a portion of it, but they don't. You're saying do they have the ability to loan out 9 times?
This is the same thing I've talked to Mark a long time ago about with Bitcoin, and the problem I have with it is that you cannot make a Bitcoin available to somebody and loan it out at the same time, and that's the beauty of it as well. Don't get me wrong, but credit unions, absolutely, they loan out money that you leave in. But the difference is that they pay you higher rates of interest on your deposits and they give you lower rates on loans because they don't make money on that margin. They give that margin back to you, the customer, you know.
Technically, you're not a customer, you're a shareholder.
You're a member, you're a shareholder, absolutely. So that profit goes back to you in the form of a share payment, which is basically an interest payment back to you. So they pay higher rates of interest and loan out money at lower rates because they don't have the overhead of taxes and they don't have to make a profit. So that's it. But listen, I really wanted to call in and challenge Greg because Greg is so backwards. He challenges and says that he does not like the minimum wage, but then goes on to support a universal basic income. The universal basic income is basically a minimum wage for lazy people, for people that don't even want to go to a job. So I don't understand.
I suspect that Greg does not want to work. That's, you know, that's usually the kind of people who advocate these schemes.
Exactly.
He wants to be taken care of from cradle to grave, have the mommy government do everything for him, give him health care, give him food.
Well, Ian, it's better than dropping bombs, as if that's what we were advocating.
Mm.
And you know what? You guys are so mean to him. You just need to work with him on some of the small issues that you do agree on. I mean,
I'm not going to work with anybody in New York.
If he came to New Hampshire and testified on legislation that I agree with, I would not counter his testimony. But I don't suspect Greg will ever come to New Hampshire to testify on things.
He belongs in New York.
There's a thing where a lot of people do where they pick one issue where they agree with us on and then say, therefore, I'm a libertarian, and then act like that means they're not allowed to argue with them ever.
And here's another thing I wanted to challenge Greg on here. He said that taxes remove money from the economy. What is he talking about? Your taxes are used to leverage debt from the Federal Reserve. They tax your money and then borrow against it. So, in fact, your taxes create more money. I don't know. What do you think he's talking about? In fact, when you print more money, your universal basic income, that basic income is now less and less and less because it costs more and more to more to get the same exact stuff. So what, are you going to have to raise it every year? Is there a cost of living adjustment?
These are all questions that
one central government cannot answer these questions. Only thousands or millions of people in an economy can answer these kinds of questions, not Greg's think tank in his garage there.
Good points tonight, Libertarian Banker. Anything else you want to share?
No, I really appreciate your time tonight, guys. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Libertarian Banker says credit unions are fractional reserve. They do use fractional reserve.
That makes more sense. The amount of interest you would have to charge in a loan without fractional reserve banking would be much higher, and it should be, because it discourages risky and not always irresponsible, but less solid, I guess, behavior. And there are some exceptions to that, but for the most part, that's the function of loans. So loans should be expensive. So unless they're charging, you know, credit card-like rates on loans, then, which, I mean, not that credit cards aren't using fractional reserves because they're part of banks, but then they almost have to be.
Four differences between credit unions and banks. According to the Motley Fool, if you've ever wondered about the difference between a credit union and a bank, then rest assured you're in good company, because these two types of financial services companies do largely the same things, that is, take deposits and make loans. Their differences aren't immediately apparent, so let's go over four of the biggest distinguishing characteristics between the two. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and weigh in on finances or bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives, custom knives made in America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here on the radio waves. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, if you're going to connect on Skype, you do need to send a contact request first, so please do that. We'll approve it, and then once you're approved, you're good to go to call us from that point forward. With you in the studio tonight is me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, as we were discussing finances, banks, fractional reserve banking, credit unions, there's a piece here about the differences between, according to the Motley Fool, four different major differences between credit unions and banks. What are those? Let's go to Sarah first in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, Ian. How do you spell your name, by the way? It's very hard for me to pronounce Ian, right?
It's Ian. Oh. It's I-A-N.
I-N-N?
Nope. I-A-N. Like I-A-N. Ian Fleming.
Okay, Ian. Okay, I got it now. Ian, okay.
There you go.
Ian. Okay, it's better now, okay. You know,
should we also spell Daryl for you and Melanie? Would that help us as well?
No, that one's, I could get it. I don't know the spelling for that, but you...
All right, let's try Daryl. You go ahead and try spelling Daryl.
No, it's okay. I'll skip that.
No? Okay.
I want to ask you, you know, you got all excited about that lawsuit against Red Flex. You know, the city of Miami, they have to...
Oh, the red light camera company. Okay. Red
yeah,
Flex.
In,
or Red whatever.
North,
Flex.
It was Optoflex in New Miami, Ohio, or North Miami, Ohio. Little village.
Right. Where they had to pay back $3 million.
The court decreed that they had to pay back every dime that they stole from people using these speed cameras.
That is exciting. I agree with you. Yep. What about it, Sarah?
Okay, my question is that you know that our auto fatality crashes have been going up by 8%. You know, like you said, that like half the cameras and speeding bans were coming down all across America. And what's the end result of it? More people are getting killed in auto crashes and auto related deaths. That's the end result. Why do you get excited about that?
And Sarah, we actually, because you called him with this exact same thing on Thursday, and we covered this, there was a study that was done where they looked at a handful of cities that had gotten rid of red light cameras. And again, they only looked at 14 municipalities out of the 156 that had gotten rid of red light cameras and found that there was a slight increase in crashes in intersections where there, you know, had been cameras in those municipalities, quote unquote, when adjusting for other factors compared with the 30 municipalities that did not ever have the cameras that they looked at. And then what you're talking about with the fatalities, quote unquote, going up, your words, the story from NPR compared cities that have cameras with cities that did not. And again, they only looked at a handful of municipalities, and what they found was that the handful of municipalities that they looked at that never had cameras had more deadly accidents than the handful of cities that had cameras that they looked at.
And everything I've looked at with traffic accidents and fatalities, changing things causes a temporary spike almost no matter what you change, or from at least from what I've looked at. People's behavior changes when they know they're being watched, and they do things to avoid a ticket versus to avoid an accident, which is not what you want. So cameras actually kill people.
Okay, hold on, Daryl. You said that there were 14 cities, and it looked like the red light cameras actually reduced fatalities in those cities. I'm confused.
So there were two different studies that were done.
Uh-huh.
There was one that was done where they looked at, of 156 municipalities that got rid of red light cameras, they looked at 14 of them and compared that to like 30 cities that never had red light cameras and found that when they adjusted for quote-unquote other factors, the number of accidents went up slightly in places where they removed the cameras. There was another study where they looked at a handful of municipalities that never had red light cameras and compared those to municipalities that do have red light cameras and found that there were slightly more fatalities in the cities that never had red light cameras.
So isn't that an argument for the red light cameras?
No, it's an argument for actually doing scientific studies and not picking and choosing which municipalities you look at for a study, because there are...
But what you're saying is in those cities that they studied, accidents went up after the red light cameras went away, and fatalities also were higher in the cities without the red light cameras.
But again, it was such a small number of municipalities to where it's not a scientific study, to where it does not hold up to scrutiny.
I see. And there have been other studies that have showed that.
Giving 14 people Mike and Ike's, telling them this is placebo, and they said, oh, well, this problem that I had seems to be solved because of this drug you gave me.
Well, generally, you don't want to tell them it's placebo.
Right. True. But whatever. The point is, it's such a small sample size, it's not a scientific study.
Because there have been other studies in the past that have shown that the red light cameras increase accidents in cities.
And those have larger sample sizes.
Okay, but those are really accidents. What I heard from NPR News was that the people killed in auto-related crashes went up 8%. We're talking about total number. You're picking and distinguishing cities from city that had it before, that never had it before. I'm not talking about that.
I'm talking about what NPR I'm talking yeah. about the NPR article that you supposedly heard.
Yeah, you aren't remembering what happened, Sarah, or you're purposely distorting it, one or the other, but Daryl actually looked up the story that you're talking about. And he and actually...
Go back and find the archive of Thursday's show where we discuss it...
In detail.
In detail.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Why don't you do that? Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, even though you were probably on the phone for a portion of it on Thursday night. She just
no, it was
retain.
After she oh, okay. got off.
Right, and she never listens.
Right.
Right. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, red light cameras, I mean, that the reason, one of the reasons why they've been gotten rid of so consistently over time from all these cities is because the science is real clear. They increase accidents.
Right. And, again, we talked about this on Thursday. There have been municipalities in Europe where they got rid of speed limit signs and they got rid of crosswalk signs and they got rid of, you know, like all traffic devices. What they found was that the number of pedestrians hit went down.
People
the number
drive
of
more
accidents
carefully.
Went down. Because
people drive slower also.
Yeah.
People drive slower and more carefully because they're not lulled into this false sense of security of, well, the speed limit says 35. Right. I can just go 35 and I don't have to worry about anything because of the speed limit.
It kind of puts the responsibility back on you to decide what you need to be doing and how versus, well, government said I can do 50. I'm doing 50. It's
right.
raining, but whatever. It says 50.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about driving or banking. The four major differences, according to the Motley Fool at Fool.com, between credit unions and banks. Number one, ownership. Since the deregulatory movement gained momentum in the mid-1980s, legislators and regulators have gone a long way toward harmonizing the types of products that depository institutions, namely banks, thrifts, otherwise known as savings and loans, and credit unions can offer to their customers. Prior to that, credit unions and thrifts focused on various types of consumer credit, while banks zeroed in on commercial lending. But nowadays, these differences are more muted, as credit unions and thrifts have gained the ability to offer a broader assortment of credit-related products. I've never heard of thrifts before. One major difference that hasn't changed, however, is the ownership structure. Banks are corporations owned by shareholders who in turn have voting rights commensurate with the number and type of shares that they own. By contrast, credit unions are owned by their customers, their members. Each member, regardless of how much money she or he has on deposit, gets one vote in electing board members. Furthermore, while board members of banks are typically paid for their service, people on a credit union's board volunteer their time. There are three more of these major differences between credit unions and banks, and you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Get some more of the major differences between credit unions and banks. Since we were talking about it earlier, wondering if credit unions do fractional reserve, we found conflicting opinions about that. One website says they do not. One of our callers says they do. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to jump in, you can also bring up anything you want. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Also, don't forget, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features on the site. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then join the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we invest into the show to get on more radio stations. We don't buy the time, by the way, just to be clear. We market the show to those stations. We pitch to the program directors. We ask them to sample the show, to listen to Free Talk Live, and if they like it, then to add it. And looking forward to announcing a brand new station in Louisiana, as a matter of fact. I guess I can officially announce it now, but they're not on, so we're going to wait till they're actually on. They started this last weekend, a big FM talk station in Louisiana, just jumped on board for our weekend editions. So we can add more stations with your help, and therefore spread the ideas of freedom, liberty, peace. If that's valuable to you, if it's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger once a month, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We'll continue with the list of the four major differences between credit unions and banks. But first, Tom is in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Louisiana. Boy, that'll add a lot to the caller base. It should make for some interesting callers.
It's a big one, too. It's a 40,000-watt FM station. It's a monster.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of people calling to jump on your back now.
Good.
By the way, your court copies, gentlemen, looking good, looking real good.
Court copies? What is that?
That's a little bit of the Dutch language that I remember from my time working in Holland. It literally means short hair.
Oh, you're saying you like my haircut. You're watching online. Is that what you're saying? You like Daryl and my haircut?
Absolutely. I give it two thumbs up for both of you.
Okay, thanks. It's a number two all over for me.
I've got a two on the side, seven on the top with a high high blend or whatever they call that.
Gotcha.
It's the first time I've seen Daryl with the short hair. He looks like a completely different person.
Oh, it's been a while since you've watched then, because Daryl did have longish hair previously. You've had short hair now for a few months.
I cut it in either late October, early November.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. No,
so thank you for the compliment. What else you got, Tom?
Normally I stream it. Okay. Let me see. Where do I jump in first? Did the guy, the banker man, did he say, what did he say about taxes and the amount of money in the system? What was his assertion?
He said that taxes increase the money supply because the taxes are used to leverage new money being printed by the Federal Reserve. I'm not verifying that. I'm just saying that's what he said.
I disagree with that. Absolutely. I disagree with that. By taxing the people, it's all a scam anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Federal Reserve, they actually purchase what's basically fancy paper at the cost of said fancy paper. And then what the bankers do, the crooks, they actually use the face value of the bill. So a $1 bill, the paper is no more expensive than a $100 bill, but the Federal Reserve loans this money back to our government at interest based on the face value. That's just part of the way that they get over on us. So I'd just like to make that assertion right there.
And it's interest that can never be paid back. I think it's worth pointing that out.
It's mathematically impossible to completely pay the debt back because you're paying it back with the same debt instrument
that's right.
Is causing the large debt in the first place. So people don't seem to get that, but when I've questioned people, when I put that to them, people who actually have an understanding of it, they'll come right out and tell you. And by the way, speaking of money, I see you guys are picking on Sarah again. Actually, it is funny because I thought for a minute I was listening to a repeat. Because her question was almost exactly the same as she asked the other night. But I know she's concerned about traffic. I can tell her this from many decades of personal experience. Traffic red light cameras are a definite safety hazard. They're a public nuisance. They do cause more accidents. In fact, from sitting at an intersection, I didn't even like to park my radio car near an intersection or near a highway.
You are a police officer, for listeners that don't know.
That's correct. Or nor near a highway, because just the sight of my marked unit would cause travelers to do crazy things that would interrupt the flow of traffic. And, of course, if you're really interested in serving the public, you're interested in harm reduction, not just writing citations. So,
yeah, I can tell you, and I'm sure it's true of a lot of people, that if I spot a cop on the road, I'm much more likely to be paying more attention to the police officer
than the road. I do too. I also slow down regardless of how fast I was going before. Kind of almost out of spite, less so now than down there, but yeah.
Yeah,
red light
cameras, if you sit and observe an intersection where there is one installed, you'll see oftentimes what looks like a horrific game of musical chairs when that yellow light is stale, as we say.
Right, and they're not timed right all the time, and even if they are, some people don't trust that they're timed right, so they'll slam on the brakes when they see a yellow light, which is the appropriate thing to do if you're at a filmed intersection. It is not the appropriate thing to do, because it's going to cause accidents if you're at an unfilmed intersection.
Yes.
And the judiciary is well aware of the constitutional issues, as well as the safety issues. In fact, they have blood on their hands because a lot of people get seriously injured at those intersections. So if that makes Sarah feel any better, I hope that puts her mind to rest a little bit. Now, I've got an important job for Sarah to do, and I think she would be the perfect person for this. Actually, all of us would be, but she has a such a tenacious attitude and an ability to lock in on something. Here's what she should know. She always is concerned about money, and we all should be. Here's what she probably is not aware of, though. When she talks about her state being broke, when she talks about the need for more service to the public, more programs, and listen, I understand that half this country now believes in a socialist to almost communist style of government. And that's okay, because I can't make them believe that that is improper any more than they can make me believe that it is proper.
Okay.
However, people should look into this, and Sarah, call your local representative, and I know you'll really be able to make yourself known and probably eventually get some answers, and ask them about the comprehensive annual financial report. That's not your government's annual budget. This comprehensive report will show you and will list most of, there's always some hidden slush accounts, but it will show you where your government is making investment, and here's the key point, making money that they do not tell you about. So if your government says, we're broke this year, they're not.
They're lying.
They're flush. They're all flush. In fact, they're making investments all the time, and they are raking in the cash.
Yeah, that's interesting. We actually haven't had anyone call about the comprehensive annual financial reports, and I've looked into it before, and it's crazy. I mean,
it's outrageous, isn't it? They could pay for everything that they say they can't and are struggling with. And by the way, the money system is only in place, just like the laws about guns. Anything with control, gun control is not about controlling guns, it's about controlling people. The monetary system is not about controlling the monetary system or anything to do with exchanging goods for services. It has to do with controlling people. That's all this system is about.
No doubt. Tom, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. For people that want to learn more about that, CAFR, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, pretty much every city, every municipality, every state has one of these things, and it lists essentially all of the town's assets, everything from, you know, the buildings and the cars to what he was talking about, investments in things that you didn't know they were investing your money into.
And hopefully it lists the assets instead of just saying, we have this much of assets, without telling you what they are.
All right, there's more coming up here.
They typically list pretty much everything.
Hour number 3 is on the way. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.